It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And at 10:50, right?
Yes, 10:50.
I don't know how this came about, but we were talking about the prices of women's
makeup,
like makeup,
like just stuff, that
products that they use. Like, I think we'd be surprised at how much they are.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
I'd be terrible at that.
So now we have the prices right. We're going to try to figure out if we know some of the prices to, you know, some of the household makeup
items they use every day.
That's a good one.
Right.
So I have no idea.
I don't either.
Tyler, go to the corner.
It was a misfire. It was a misfire.
I definitely know the price of that.
We should offer free tampons.
It's Friday.
Well, we should.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
You know I was right.
No, you weren't.
I was too.
Crawford Services AC and Plumbing bring you the emergency break of the week. We will give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. We must keep this a democracy at 888-787-1310. Okay, candidate number one is actually going to join us from Oxnard, California here in 1 hour. It's Bob Sturm. We all have words that trip us up. And Bob's defense is we rarely have to say this word. But the word we are looking for is tuberculosis. Tuberculosis.
Let's circle back now to the Stanley Hotel. And it is famous for a few different things. One, for being a destination in Colorado for many, many years, for many, many people. As, that's that old hotel that I forget what his name, E.B. Stanley or whatever, built. He was a old rich dude who had tuberculosis and moved to Estes Park, I believe, to try to deal with his tuberculosis, which altitude. What? What?
Saying ham? That weird.
Tuberculosis?
How would you guys say it?
Tuberculosis.
Okay. I've never really had to say that word. If I got it wrong, I would like to apologize to you. As
I was letting it go. I was supporting.
I knew you were letting it go.
I was supporting your forward momentum
the first time.
I just want to say that I don't even know how it's said because I've never really had to say it.
Try it again.
No. He had a condition. Got to altitude. He was fine.
A condition.
Had a condition. Got to altitude. He was fine.
That's what
I called it when I wanted to go to college in California. I had tuberculosis.
Not bad.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Quite a stretch, but I liked it.
We all have them. We all have those words that get us. And Bob is right. You don't say that word very often.
Yeah, oftentimes it happens when it's a word that you've always read, but you've never heard.
Yeah.
You never heard it pronounced. You just always read it.
Yeah, no one in the history, though, has said it like this, like Bob does. One more time.
Let's circle back now to the Stanley Hotel.
Wait, time out, just real quick.
And again.
When he gets to many people, is he padding, trying to, does he know tuberculosis?
It was a destination for many, many people.
Many people.
Many, 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 many destinations. And,
all right, let's roll.
Let's circle back now to the Stanley Hotel.
Circle back to the Stanley Hotel.
And it is famous for a few different things.
Okay.
One, for being a destination in Colorado for many, many years, for many, many people. As that's that old hotel that I forget what his name, E.B. Stanley or whatever, built. He was a old rich dude who had tuberculosis and moved to Estes Park, I believe, to try to deal with his tuberculosis, which altitude. What?
Saying
ham?
That weird.
Tuberculosis?
How would you guys say it?
Tuberculosis.
Okay. I've never really had to say that word. If I got it wrong, I would like to apologize to you. As
I was letting it go. I was supporting.
I knew you were letting it go.
I was supporting your forward momentum
the first time.
I just want to say that I don't even know how it's said because I've never really had to say it.
Try it again.
No. He had a condition. Got to altitude. He was fine.
A condition.
not a condition. All right, there's Bob, candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from the T-Box. And you're thinking, oh, it's got to be Craig Rosengarten. No, this guy rarely gets nominated. Eli Jordan is like the voice of reason on the T-Box. But when he said this about Asian doctors, it made everyone really tense.
We're looking out for you.
Yeah. Is it bad that I'm
yes.
more confident?
If you're even asking us, I'm going to say yes.
I'm feeling more confident because, A, it's an Asian doctor, and B, he's...
What?
He's the doctor that takes care of a couple of friends of mine. I generally trust Asian doctors.
Huh. Really?
Is that weird?
It's a little unorthodox, but I guess some people like female doctors over male doctors. Some people like, I don't know. That's his bit. That's his.
They've all had an equal amount of schooling.
I like competence.
Yes, I would agree.
And so that's what I'm going
he
for.
He likes a competent Asian doctor. Cover all the bases.
That was one of the weirdest things you've ever said.
Well, it's true. I tend to trust Asian doctors.
Just kind of a weird platform to stand on. It's not offensive, but it I don't know. It just
He should have just led with the second part. I trust him because they've treated several of my friends and things worked out well.
It's a trustworthy doctor.
They're very, very competent. Plus, they're Asian as all get out.
Off mic Kern laugh is also just awesome in those in the T-Box.
That's that screaming you can hear in the background. All right, there's Eli as candidate number two. Candidate number three is actually me.
Uh-oh.
So we're talking about my favorite event, the Summer Olympics, and we're talking about the flag bearers for the United States. It's going to be LeBron and Coco Gauff. I know it's the Seine River or the River Seine or whatever it is, but I had another name for it that stopped down the show.
And does he want to be out here practicing, or does he want to be in Paris just being nothing but a professional husband?
Right.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, you're doing great out there. Do the move that everyone likes. Yeah, there you go. Love you, honey.
Wants to see her in that boat riding down the Doo-Doo River.
What was just said? That sounds like you're speaking euphemistically.
Yeah, did you see that story that they had doo-doo in it? That they were worried about swimming in it?
Yeah, that's right. It's not technically called the Doo-Doo River. But yes. All right, that's your Olympic update for the morning. And we'll have many more of these over the next couple of weeks, the Summer Games. I, for one, am extremely excited.
I have a good attitude about it, too.
I love the summer
and winter. You just called it the Doo-Doo River.
I hope they call it that on NBC tonight.
There they are, traveling down the majestic Doo-Doo River.
All right, so is it Bob, Eli, or me? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Yo-Yo.
Hey.
Hey, don't you remember who it is? It's me. I'm the smiley girl from the restaurant.
Oh, it's smiling girl from the restaurant that you complimented and creeped out.
Who you like to vote for?
Yeah, of course. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. And hey, Giorgio, I just wanted to thank you so much for inviting me to that awesome party you had the next day.
Okay, I didn't have a party. Vote.
Okay, sorry. I'll vote for Bob. Bye.
Bob. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on IM Radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, callers in a row.
Hey, Muses, it's so good to hear you back on the air this week.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to go ahead and vote for Bob Sturm and get rid of my tuberculosis, just so you know. Y'all have a happy Jerry the owner needs to fire Jerry the GM.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Job, it's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz.
Hey, I was calling both to vote for Eli, but also to ask you to please attend the media party at training camp. It's a good segment when y'all recap it for the P1.
Yeah, George.
Yeah.
How did you spin taking a strong sports stand into you getting out of going to the media party?
I've always enjoyed it. It's great food, free drink. And the Pacific Ocean.
You know, he's end up drunk and shirtless.
Why don't you go, and I'll not go for you?
No.
What?
I'm not
that way
going.
I get out of it.
I'm not going. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Welcome back, losers. Seabreak, man. Whatever. So I tell this cool story about tuberculosis, and everybody's like, your mask is weird stuff. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
That is awesome, E-Break, man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, George.
It's Brady Tom. Yes, yes, indeed.
Yes, it's Brady Tom.
Okay, who you like to vote for?
Oh, I missed you guys so much, but welcome back.
Thank you.
Did you catch Jerry losing his mind yesterday?
Jerry losing what?
His mind.
Oh, yeah, we're going to play some of that coming up.
Okay, I'll go ahead and vote. Keep it simple. I want to vote for George and his doo-doo.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'm currently calling you on my OnStar because my phone is lost.
Oh.
And doo-doo River for the win or the loss.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on America's favorite radio station.
Boys, before I vote responsibly, I want to let you know that I'm very thankful to the good Lord above y'all weren't row mode, because y'all's first day off, the boys came in with that some kind of Mexican parasite, and I thought, oh, Lord, that's like a 35-yard out route from a rope, and I thought these boys had something, but then they settled it into a more pedestrian veer offense. you boys are safe.
Okay.
So, had a voice.
With that, I want to vote for my man, Jubb.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you.
Very
nice of you.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Welcome back, sweet musers.
Thank you.
How about a little McMurtry karaoke hotline to get us back in the saddle?
Go.
Well, it goes all night like a broken record. We're coming right back to the same old stuff. We don't back down. It don't get better. Gordon.
No idea.
Well, guess to just know when it's bad enough from Child to Sings.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, well,
who you vote for?
Well, see you later.
Number two.
Oh, number two? Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, you're on ticket.
Oh. Hello?
Joe, did you decide if you're going to the meter party or not?
Boy, everyone's after you about that all of
no,
a sudden.
No, I'm not. Vote.
All right, well, I guess I'll have to vote for Eli again.
You can't vote twice. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, yes, yes. Good morning, musers.
That sounds like a fake laugh, but we need a vote.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
How you guys doing?
All right.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Jubb's crappy river trip and Hooter Brown.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Yeah, guys, can y'all imagine the stink pickles that get plopped up during rowing down Doo-Doo River and the smell?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a win. We have a win.
And does he want to be out here practicing, or does he want to be in Paris just being nothing but a professional husband?
Yeah. Right.
Just, yeah, you go. Yeah, you're doing great out there. Do the move that everyone likes. Yeah, there you go.
He wants
love you, honey.
Wants to see her in that boat riding down the Doo-Doo River.
What was just said? That sounds like you're speaking
river.
Euphemistically.
Yeah, didn't you see that story that they had doo-doo
sex
in it? They were worried about swimming in it?
Yeah, that's right. It's not technically called the Doo-Doo River. But yes. All right, that's your Olympic update for the morning. And we'll have many more of these over the next couple of weeks, the Summer Games. I, for one, I'm extremely excited.
I have a good attitude about it, too.
I love
don't.
The summer
you just called
and winter
it the Doo-Doo
games.
River.
How many wins is that for me there, Daddy?
Jubb, that is your 103rd win, which snaps a tie with Gordon for second place all time. 24 behind the all-time leader, Norman Tuberculosis Hitzkiss.
I forgot that we had tied.
We're tied, yeah.